This is Beyond Good Day, or for some of your guests, Before Good Day. It actually is the Good Day program. We have all the same players, but we play the game a bit differently in this hour. What the heck is that?
You okay, Roberta?
Yeah, I dropped something. Right, I'm bowling.
Right. Strike!
Roberta's in the bowling alley. Jennifer is out in the street waiting to thumb a ride to work. Mm. And Richie's in the studio in Washington. I'm on the farm. And I call your attention to another one of these disgusting stories that come from these parochial minor minds that run high schools. This one goes to a Utah principal, as schools around the country are continuing to insist on dress codes, and I think that's okay. Daily dress code, the idea of people wearing pants that come down to their butts and you can see, you know, there's nothing left of the imagination for the girls or the guys. It's very distracting. I think it's distracting and to a point distressing for those, or distracting even, for those who don't participate. So, does the same theory affect or apply to proms? There's a high school principal in Tule, Utah, who most people think went too far. And this week he's apologized to the students at his school for barring dozens and dozens of girls, including the homecoming queen, from entering a homecoming dance because their skirts were too short. This thing has had wild, wild transference on the internet. In fact, I wonder, Jennifer, how does this work? If there's an important tweet, somebody's passing something along on Facebook, do we sort of like automatically get onto it, or we have to be connected to them somehow in order to get the tweet, or how? I mean, I've seen this and I'm not connected to it.
Well, you have to, if you're on Twitter, you have to follow someone to get their updates. Uh-huh. But if it's a trending topic, you'll see it listed as a trending topic on the left-hand side of your Twitter feed.
Okay. All right, so
that makes sense.
Is there any mention of that? Why don't we check and see what's going on with our social media, the Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. What do we have going on there today?
Oh, we have lots of things going on today.
We always say that.
Well, because it's true. We have a couple of questions, both a little political today. One is the first, the one we just posted. Can you be in a relationship with someone that has opposing political views? So you can actually chime in on that now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're also asking you, was the dynamic of the campaign changed for you by the debate last night? Maureen said, no, no, no. Alan said, no. Same talking points discussed until I want to puke. Richard said, quite. Any doubt I had about how pitiful the choices are was resolved. I wanted Ron Paul.
Yeah.
But now must choose the lesser of two disasters. Mm-hmm. Carol said, yes, Mitt Romney was presidential in demeanor and showed himself to be intelligent, articulate, strong, and moral. Obama looked weak, tired, aloof, and not very intelligent. Yvonne said, my mind is already made. No change for me. I remember what Romney did to Mass when he was governor. Disaster.
Hardly.
Mm.
That's there you go. Now, also, Dr. Jay Kumar, who'll be with us later in this hour, posted, and he's got a Learning with the Brain in Mind article, so you can learn how to wake up your brain. He's got all the tips posted up on our Facebook page. You can improve your focus, enhance your memory, and make learning fun.
All right, so that's Dr. Jay Kumar with us in the next half hour on Good Day. Always a focus on your brain and how it works and that sort of thing. So anyway, to sort of wrap up this business about the homecoming dance and the principal apologizing, this was, by the way, brought about by the parents more than it was the students, apparently. The school is prudish, said one mother. So the principal says, I gave an apology. I feel like the error occurred because with our dress standard for our formal dresses, there's some ambiguity. Something is in question. Specifically, there's something in there about the length of skirts that says you got to be down to the knee or near the knee. So what does it mean
so
near the knee?
So it's ambiguous.
If you got a big knee.
That was
knee,
my question. Did they know ahead of time, you know, what the dress code was? I know at my daughter's school, at the New York City Public High Schools, if you put your arms along your side, your skirt has to reach the end of your fingers.
We used to have to kneel down.
That's the highest you can go.
Really?
We had to get on our knees, and your skirt had to actually graze the ground.
Would you go to Catholic school or something?
So many I did.
Ah, there
so
you go.
So many jokes, but that is true.
Yeah, and by the way, if you have short arms, you're the most popular girl in school.
Exactly.
Right. So anyway, the students were complaining, parents were complaining, blah, 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 blah. But the story is at DougStefan.com. Next story is from Roberta Fasanelli, who is usually pretty good at, she's actually a good storyteller. So if you want a good yarn, then stick around. This is a good day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Jerry Needham Worthy, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
Well, we bombed barracks and bridges and dams, and mission number six was Sinyaja, which was bordered on the Yellow River. Was the border between Manchuria, or China, technically, and North Korea. And we were not allowed to go over the Yellow River. But sometimes we did, accidentally, on purpose. And there was, because there were a lot of fighter planes based in, right over the Yellow River. And it was a very tempting target for a bunch of bomber pilots.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Ambarin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Ambarin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambarin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambarin program. That's because Ambarin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambarin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day.
That would be you, Roberta. Say some more.
Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day. What more do you want me to say?
Okay, if you watched the debates last night and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to get out. If that other guy wins, I'm going to leave the country. How many times do you hear that?
Alec Baldwin, so nice to have you on the program.
I never kept his promise.
I cannot live here if the other guy wins. Well, JetBlue is taking you up on that offer. What they're doing is they're going to give away 2012 seats or 1,006 round-trip flights for people whose candidate doesn't win. Doesn't matter if it's Obama or it's Romney. Doesn't matter.
Genius.
I love it.
So there, what you have to do is you have to go to JetBlue.com/election protection. And when you go there, you pick your choice for president and you put your information in. And what you can win is a temporary temporary escape outside the U.S. to wherever JetBlue flies outside the U.S.
The Bahamas.
Right, Bahamas, like Mexico, the Caribbean. Now, it's just a flight. It doesn't include the taxes, fees, or hotel. But JetBlue will say, okay, if the other guy wins and you're just as distressed as you can, well, here's a contest you can enter and you can get out of here for a while. You can get out of Dodge for a while and just kind of nurse your wounds, so to speak.
Why do people make statements like that? Why do people say, if that guy wins, or any other ridiculous...
But
an example of other things, people postulate a lot, say things that they don't mean. So why, have you ever found yourself doing that, Roberta? Saying something just to get a reaction and not really meaning what you say?
Not really. Yeah, no, that's...
How about you, Jennifer?
Sometimes, but...
If you don't do this, I'm going to do that.
No, because you know what? I'm an American first. It's not about the candidates.
So. No, I'm not talking about this. I'm about in general.
In general, like just a threat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I threaten people. Hello?
Really?
I'm a woman. That's what we do. What's your problem? If you don't put down the toilet seat, I'm leaving. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah,
you're leaving, Buster.
Yeah. Your wife says what, Richie?
The toilet seat. We have the toilet seat argument all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so common.
So annoying.
Yeah. Why? Well, it is. Why can't you just think about it? I do it all the time now, and I'm not even, I don't even have to. I just do it.
Well, it's really annoying. If you get up at night and the toilet seat's up and like you're half asleep and you have to go to the bathroom and you wind up with your ass in the water.
Well, if I have to check to put it up, you can certainly check to put it down.
Well, I just think everybody should start on neutral ground. You should start with the lid down, you know? Everybody
Here's
just
why
gets the thing.
That makes sense, and it has nothing to do with being polite. The germs, when you flush that toilet, germs that come up out of that toilet bowl are
the water
really
gets vaporized.
Gross.
Yep. Yep.
And that stuff sticks around, and you can breathe it in.
Ugh.
So never mind, even though it does seem to be that it's... I suppose it's polite, but there's nothing worse than you getting up, flushing, or just whatever it is, whatever position you're in, and you flush it.
I'm thinking about unbolting
back
the toilet.
Up your nose.
I'm thinking about unbolting the toilet seat and just laying it next to the toilet.
Yeah.
See what she says about that.
Uh-huh. There's a mechanical thing that you can put on the toilet seat that'll actually lower it.
You know what we have that's really great? We put them all throughout the house because kids just put the seat down, bam, slap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those slow closing ones. You ever seen those yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's kind of like...
It's got like a spring or just a resistance in it and it closes really slow. Those things are awesome. Great stuff.
But it's still, back to the health aspect of it, makes much more sense to just put it down, leave it down, and then you're looked upon as being polite, but you're working in your own best interest. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
greenjobsforveterans.com.
My name is Gary Johnson.
Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now it's time to stray into the mind of Jennifer Horn here on Good Day with Beyond Good Day.
All right, so you guys know I have a cat. I'm one of those girls.
Yeah,
I'm a cat woman.
Right.
So there's this new study, and actually this was trending on Yahoo earlier this morning about cats headbutting, so I had to click because this is, hello. Well, every cat headbutts you, you know? You walk up to it, and it kind of does a little thunk, thunk, thunk against you. What does it mean? So this lady is released the study. And what I want to know, first of all, is how these people know what cats really mean. Like, do they talk to them? Like, how do they get it?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a best guess. But Dr. Heron is a clinical assistant professor of behavioral medicine at the Department of Veterinary Clinical Sciences at Ohio State University. Huh, what a mouthful.
And she wanted to go, all the chicks.
It's a woman. Megan. Right. Megan. Sure. Hello. Men wouldn't study cats. So apparently, cats go up and bump you because they want to deposit facial pheromones on people or objects in their environment. It's something that they actually call bunting. So there's a whole phenomenon of headbutting called bunting. Now, some people think that if your cat bunts you or headbutts you, that it's a sign of affection or acceptance. Oh, but it's not.
Ooh,
it's not.
Really?
No. The new claim is that it's, and it's, other people think that it might be like, I'm claiming you, you're my family, you know, whatever. But this is actually a way that cats show signs of trust, apparently. So it's not that they like you or that they consider you their mother or that they love you, but it's a sign that they trust you as part of their environment.
So this is why I hate
cats.
When they rub their heads against you.
Right. So now, after
are
I
they
saw
purring
this,
when they do that,
doesn't have to be. They just, you know, they come up and headbutt furniture, or they might headbutt you, and that's because they trust that person or the environment that they're in, which is interesting.
Never
what does
trust
it mean?
A cat.
What does it mean when your cat licks your ear? That's what my cat does. If you hold her, she'll start licking your ear.
Dipping it in peanut butter.
Yeah, you've got tuna fish in your ear.
She does that to everybody. She's really weird.
Here's what got me about this whole thing. So, you know, I was on Yahoo. I saw this trending. I thought, ooh, I have a cat. Why do they headbutt me? And I went through this whole thing, and really, it's a woman who's guessing that cat headbutting. I mean, people that do animal surveys, and I kind of want to know, I'd like to talk to our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, about this next time.
Him too.
Him too. Do you, I mean, how do they know? I mean, it's the best guess, but what if my cat headbutting me means that she thinks I'm her mother? How do we know that that's not true?
All you can do is study an animal and watch it do something 1,000 times and then predict or guess why it is doing that. They don't know.
But this is a nuance. This is saying that a cat headbutts because it trusts their environment and not because they really like you. I mean, my cat is dumb enough to think that the couch is her mother. Who knows? Maybe that's why she's headbutting it. So then I got angry that I read the whole article, and now I told you guys about it.
Well, here, I can give you mine in just a minute or less. Everybody here is familiar
Rich
with
McFadden, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Social networking site Foursquare, where you take your mobile device and you're at a particular location, a restaurant, a store, whatever, and you check in. Mm-hmm. And if you check in more than anybody else has checked in at that place, you become the quote-unquote mayor of that location. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way for people to connect in you know, certain situations. Well, the Mars rover has now become the mayor of Mars. It's got Foursquare in its computer, and it's checking in at different locations around Mars. And it can now say, I am the mayor of Mars.
How much did Foursquare pay to have that put on there?
Brilliant is NASA. Mm-hmm. For saying, this is how we're going to get the word out about the cool stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Do that with all of them, actually, and maybe people wake up.
Check it in on Mars, man. That's cool.
Four square from Mars, as opposed to three square in your kitchen. There it is. Rich McFadden with Jennifer and Roberta on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when
it's
I.
It's now 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Many people like this radio show because everybody gets something out of it. It's not aimed at any one piece or segment of society. It's aimed at everybody. And in that way, I use the word peace in a collective sense. Because all of you have a piece of life that you're living right now. And you are going to handle things right now based often, or most of the time, we all do this same thing, we base what we do on what we have done. Sometimes it's we completely continue to do what we've done, and other times we change what we've done because we don't like the outcome and we do something else. But it's always our motivation for doing things always is built around something that's been successful or not successful. And so that's the spirit in which I'm encouraged by Dr. J. Kumar's input here. Dr. J. joins us every week at this time. Check out his website, Dr. J. Kumar, KUMAR.com. He's here. He's got some opportunities for you to think. He's mostly into brain science. You know,
he's going to train our brain today.
Training our brain.
It sounds
like the same brain, frame drain game. The fact that you are here and we all have a chance to learn from you is kind of cool. Whether we all have the equipment to learn from you, I guess, remains to be seen. And then, again, we go back to our brain. But some of it's attitude. And you know that I've been reading this book, The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. There has been a change in my thinking. And I think that often happens with an inspiration from somebody like you, or maybe even it's a friend or a relative. Something happens in your life that means something important to you, and thus you change. My son said to me something that was transformative last July after Edgar had died, and he got here for the service that we had for him. Edgar, for those of you who do not know, is my, in many ways, my best friend, and he ran the farm for me here for 18 years, and really, as we're finding out now, to my chagrin, how much we miss him because of how he held things together. But the essence of what he said to me, my son, in looking back at Edgar's life and at Tony, who was Brendan's mother, and my former wife, both of them died in, you know, pretty close proximity. They're both the same age. So Brendan said to me, "What does this tell you, Dad?" And because what he wanted me to say was, well, I need to slow down, or I need to do something different, or I need to take stock, and yada, yada. And I said, Brendan, I'm very thankful for my good health. But mm-hmm. Even though I said that then, I have been reflecting from that point to this point for lots of different reasons, including the theme of this book, The Power of Now, on the past and how it's sometimes served me and sometimes hasn't. And so it makes no difference whether it has or it hasn't, because it's not around anymore and doesn't do you going into that hole, which so many of us do, Jay. We go right into this place where we're stuck.
Yes.
In what has been versus what is now. And every single moment you have a new opportunity to take another look at what might bring you to a point of preparation. Is
right.
It good luck? Is it? I mean, I can go on and on. I don't need, I'm thinking, what do I need Jay for? I can do this.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can do this. This is the great thing. I don't know if it was Jennifer or Heather who said this, but, you know, training the brain. I don't know. Is it Jennifer who said that?
That was me, yep.
Hey, awesome. You know what? You're so right on, Jennifer, because we, in neuroscience, we talk about this really great aspect of the brain called neuroplasticity. And it sounds like a kind of a fancy word, but when you think about that word, neuroplasticity, we've just discovered, like recently in the past 10 or 12 years, that the brain is not fixed. We can actually rewire our brain. And this is where this whole new branch of neuroscience has developed, which is what I teach and what I study. It's an area of neuroscience called contemplative neuroscience. That sounds kind of, whoa, sounds kind of heavy, doesn't it? Contemplative neuroscience.
Yes.
But really, the essence of what it is, Doug, is something you have just been, you know, affirming the past few minutes, is that we have the capacity, every human brain, every human being has the capacity to transform her or his life by shifting our thoughts, shifting our behavior, and shifting our level of awareness in the world. And this is where this book that you just mentioned, it's a really great book for those of you who don't know it. It's been around for about 10 or 12 years now. It's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. And in this book, he really advances in very powerful truths from different contemplative religions from both the West and the East.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is, and something I'd love for you to, I'd love to share with all of you, is this really great quote. It comes from the Buddha, over 2,000 years ago, and he says, "All disease exists in the mind, and it's only in the mind where they can first be healed and where we experience our true, authentic peace and happiness."
That's very
interesting. How do you put yourself into that frame of mind? Because if you're sick, it's easy to get yourself into a negative place.
You're so true, Jennifer. You know, we have in contemplative and neuroscience, we talk about this term called the negative bias. And basically what it is that we, saying all of us, our human brains, tend to focus on the negative, and we tend to forget all the positive, empowering things that are happening in our life. And so here are some really great tools you can do, you know, for this, and this is true for everyone. I tell this to my clients, and I tell this to, you know, to all of you here, and to my students that I teach at my university. If you have a brain, you can lead a healthy life. And so here's the trick. And this is the beauty about how the body, the mind, and the brain all harness and work together. All of us have one tool readily at our disposal that we can harness and use to transform what we call the monkey mind. The monkey mind, which also wants to, like, you know, jump from tree to tree and is never still, never quiet. Once we are able to calm the mind and calm the thoughts, this is when we, Jennifer, achieve this place of being fully present and fully aware. And you've probably heard me say this before. What is this one tool? It's the breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that all of us can do. You know, think about this, Jennifer, or Doug, or Rich. When you're stressed out, when you're like feeling amped up, and you've had like a million things going on in your mind, what happens to your breath?
You tend to hold your breath.
Short.
Yeah.
Just first thing, my chest.
When I teach kids Taekwondo and when I work with kids as an assistant coach on the baseball field, inevitably one will get hurt somehow, somewhere, and they start crying. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I teach them or talk to them or say to them is, if you're crying, you cannot breathe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stop and breathe.
You know what it does, if I may? It sort of makes you present. If that's the word, when you stop and take a breath, then you are now in that moment. You will stop, as Richie said, I mean, it's a great example. If you're crying, you're not thinking about what's now. Oh, it hurts. No, it hurt when you started crying, but does it still hurt now? If you take a deep breath.
Well, and you need to breathe to be able to get past that.
Right, to heal.
Pain,
right.
That shock.
To be able to heal.
And if you don't breathe, it's...
Right.
It's like when you're in labor, they tell you to breathe.
Right. All of you from experience, you know, have just so verified this one important point, is that when we go into stress, when we go into our stress response or fight or flight, our breath becomes shallow, our breath becomes rapid, and the reason why that is because our it's from evolutionary biology, our brain is telling our body, we're in danger, this is really a really bad spot we're in, and we need to like save and shift all of our energy into our extremities, into getting blood flow, our muscles to like help us, give us strength to get out of this, you know, danger situation. And so our breath automatically goes into this rapid, shallow breathing to make the heart pump faster, more oxygen and more blood into the body. But here's this beautiful thing we've just discovered as well. In addition to the stress response, which is built into every human brain, they've just discovered in the past 3 decades or so, we have this other response called the relaxation response. And this is something we can stimulate by doing a different type of breathing. And Rich, I know you teach Taekwondo, and I know, for all of you who do sports or athletics or perform or sing, one thing that allows you to really be present or in the zone, whether you're an athlete, a singer, a performer, is you shift your breath. You actually go into a deeper belly breathing. You do this by, shifting the breath from the lungs and from, you know, this short, shallow breathing, as Jennifer, you just said, and you shift it into the full body, into the lower belly. This is called what's called diaphragmatic breathing. You're engaging your full diaphragm, your solar plexus, when you do this. But here's the thing, and this is what I want to tie this all together. You know, something which I enjoy sharing is like both the science and spirituality of healing. So that's like the science piece behind it. The spiritual piece behind this is that when you shift your breath and engage the relaxation response, you automatically begin to release neurotransmitters into the body, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, that begin to allow you to experience a greater sense of being, a greater sense of wholeness, a greater sense of presence. And that's what, Doug, leads me to what you're saying, the power of now. So, Doug, you shared a really great story about Edgar. And you said your son asked you, what's the one thing that you learned from this? Is that I'm grateful for my health.
That was what I was thinking at that moment. Since then, many other reflective moments about how he, in essence, kept me or saved me from most of the internal machinations of what were going on here on this farm that we've created as an oasis for cows, in a manner of speaking, but it isn't without cost, and that's time and talent and other things that are it becomes abundantly clear when you don't have something. I guess maybe I'd relate it to another example of how my brain works. Maybe this is how a lot of you think. Again, talking sort of about life and death. When my father died, I realized that he was the last buffer between the end and me. You know, if there's a, you think about, okay, I'm not My father is still there, and he's alive, and so looking at death doesn't seem to have the pronounced impact that now it does
seem
to
have. Yeah,
when
you're next in line.
Because I'm next in line. Right. I mean, I may or may not be, but in terms of what you think generationally, you know, no matter whether you got another 30, 40 years ago, whatever it is, it still is something that for a while is distracting, and then I don't know. I kind of just push it off until I was in Ireland and I was watching a television show. They have a lot of Discovery Channel stuff over there, and there was a program about the universe and Stephen Hawking, who supposedly, according to some, is the smartest person on the planet, and he explains through his the way he can talk. The origin of the Big Bang and how there is no God and there is no force and there is no infinite intelligence because it didn't exist. Nothing existed before the Big Bang. So therefore, how could there be any thought in the makeup or in the reality of how things are organized? And so he makes his case for chaos, which is basically what he says about the universe. He says it about life, says it about what goes on the planet. It's all chaos because there is no structure, because the Big Bang wasn't structured. So all of you who believe in some religion are full of old shoes. It's nonsense.
Well, you know,
it did make me feel great.
Perspective on
no
that,
such
but,
thing
you know,
as afterlife.
That's a whole different conversation. We could probably have. I want to get back to one thing that Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and Doug, all you're saying. You know, when we and you talked about this, Doug, in the perspective of losing your friend Edgar. You know what we all experience in life that prevents us from being fully engaged in the present is fear. And what's the one thing that all of us fear the most?
The end of something.
Mm-hmm. The fear of life. The end of life. Yeah. You know, we all
death.
Ultimately
death.
We all
you know,
fear death.
That's the thing. I you know, I don't think so. Doug, did you think that your dad was afraid to die once he got close to that point?
Well, I think the good thing, yes, I do think he was.
Really?
But, the good thing was that he had a stroke and lost his mind, so he didn't worry about it after that fact. He came to me when he had his first stroke.
How about
I remember
Tony?
Him.
Tony was ready.
Oh, my God, was Tony ready. Tony was an inspiration to people. She just said, okay, I'm not having any more of this. I'm done. In 3 days, she's dead.
Yeah, and I totally believe that my dad, you know, once my dad realized I've got 6 months, I mean, he was totally healthy. Could have gone out and played golf the day he died.
So both Rich and Doug, you know, you underscore a really great point. You know, when you're faced with death, when you're faced with the fragility of knowing that your life is about to come about to, you know, end soon, you do something really profound happens in your brain. Everything in life becomes a miracle. And that's when you live in the power of now. When you can overcome your fear of death and accept that everything in life is about change and transformation and that death is the one universal constant, when you can shift into that mind frame of engaging in the power of the now, engaging in the fullness of here and now, the power of now becomes the power of wow, and everything in life becomes a miracle.
Okay, so can we do that, Jay, without actually sending out the vibe to the universe that we're ready to go? Because that sounds like a good way to live.
Mm-hmm.
But so can we send that out without saying, okay, universe, we're ready to go. Like, we adopt this lifestyle, and then all of a sudden we're hit by a truck.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We don't say the universe, we're ready to go. We say the universe, I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live fully and engage my life in the moment fully and present and not worry about the future, about what expectations or what might be, but just to fully engage in what is, because that's the only aspect of life we have fully control of is the present moment of the now. We have no control of the future. We can't change the past. The one thing we have control of is the present.
Right,
and that's where this book, The Power of Now, really underscores that point.
Yeah.
The power of now, learn to engage that, turns the power of now into the power of wow.
Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, jkumar.com, or Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, who has lots to say, and it all makes us think, and that's really what this is all about. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over,
Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and me, the Dougster. I want to tell you something that I'm very proud of as an American, and then we're going to get to some of the things that are on the website today. I've just been looking at some video and pictures of the first 787 to fly with American colors on it. Even though it's an American company, the first airline to buy a 787, which is the most advanced airplane in the world and has been, the guys at Airbus are 4 years behind in developing a plane like this. And in fact, Boeing's 4 years behind in trying to get them to market because it took them that long to get all the wrinkles out, because a plane that is, although it looks kind of like a conventional plane, it's not made like a conventional plane. It's made of all kinds of literally fabrics and fibers and new metals and metal sort of wannabes, much lighter but stronger. And the planes inside have so much more room in them. They're marvelous.
I think they should start making the skins of airplanes out of Kevlar.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm. Or kind of flaps.
Yeah.
So I think we should make them out of Mylar.
They took the first delivery of a 787 yesterday, and they will begin flying it tomorrow between Houston and Chicago and Houston and Seattle. So that's, they're going to use it domestically. The first 787 in this country is being flown by Japan Airlines, and it's running from Boston to Tokyo every day. It's pretty interesting, though, to look at the interior and the video of this. They have sold 800 of these planes around the world. Interestingly enough, there are very few American carriers who've signed on to buy them. There's a whole market there that hasn't even been touched. But they are about the same size as a 7. I'm going to get a little technical, but I'm going to try to give you a reference point. 767 is a plane developed, 757 and 767 developed by Boeing in the early 70s. They started manufacturing them after the 747 took off in the late 60s. And the 757 was a replacement of the 707. It's a single-aisle airplane that still is used very much today.
E-I-E-I-O.
It's quite a good airplane, I think. 767 is a wonderful airplane, but they're 25, 30, 35 years old. So this plane is supposed to replace both of those. It's a double-aisle plane, but they're smaller versions. Is about the same size, a little under 200 passengers, which replaces what the 757 would carry. And then there's one that'll carry about 300 passengers that'll replace what the 767 does. Smaller than the 777, which carry a little less than 400 passengers. And the old 747s carried about 430, 440. Anyway, it's just sort of exciting to see this thing take off and understand that it's all American technology, even though the plane, the root of the plane, that is making it, putting it together, is something that's an effort of four or five different countries. They bring them all the stuff here and put it together, but it's just it's a testament of America. I think it still shows that American ingenuity and reliability is better than what else you can find in the world. And it's just, I'm kind of proud to look at the plane. It's kind of cool. Cool, man. Cool. All right, so we have some time for what's new at this website of ours in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
All right, a couple of inspirational items at the DougStephan.com website today. This video, Richie, is of Nico, yes, a high school senior that lives about 10 miles from me here in Concord, Massachusetts.
This is amazing.
He was born with only one leg. This on the heels of the cheerleader that also had only one complete leg, and she put on a artificial leg and has done well. I think we had that featured last week. This week, it's this fellow who only has one leg, and it doesn't stop him from scoring goals. He doesn't have a prosthetic leg. He just uses crutches. Can you imagine
he basically
running around a field like that?
He basically uses his crutches as props and takes his one leg and does a Pele move,
yeah,
where he kicks over his head into the goal, and it's right. Amazing.
Now, the other thing we had yesterday at DougStephan.com, the story of Mary Gannon, 24-year-old math tutor, has no arms, born with no arms, learned to do everything with her feet, including emails and writing on the chalkboard. Now, you think that isn't fantastic? Check out that. Two inspirational stories that are great at DougStephan.com.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.